in the darkness when you're all alone. But I've been here for so long, I don't remember anything else. Be rude not to. Oh, you have nothing to say to that. Well, then why are you listening? I don't understand. You show up and then disappear.
I will respond when I deem you worthy of a response.
What it feels like to go mad.
Yes.
Are you my own personal demon? Or are you an equal opportunity possessor?
All demons are personal demons. You know this better than most.
Is that why I'm worthy of a response?
Don't be a child.
I've come here to be alone for a long time. And now I realize that not once have I ever felt alone here.
You never have been.
Are you the one who will tell me what my purpose is?
No one can be told what their purpose is.
That seems very unfair. I imagine you have a much better vantage point than I do.
A much better vantage point than most do.
And yet you leave me hanging.
You choose to live on a cliff. That choice bears consequence.
I never chose anything. I've been here forever.
We all choose. We all choose everything. Every moment.
I feel like that's dime store psychology used to victim blame us all. It's not fair.
No one ever said that life was fair. That was a fairy tale concept. Do not be mad at me. Be mad at those who have lied to you.
I didn't choose the Matrix. I didn't agree to these rules.
The rules always were.
So, what am I to do?
That is for you to discover on your own.
Then why bother speaking to me?
Who's speaking to you?
Yes, I am.
Bingo.
Hello. I know it's been a while since I've come here. I know when you first moved here, it was all anybody could do to get me to go home. I would have slept here if they didn't kick me out. Sorry. I haven't been too good about keeping up with them. Promises. I'm sure if you can see me, you know that already. I meant to start by apologizing, but I can kind of hear it, and it sounds a lot like the same thing we'd do when you were still here, and I feel like I owe you more than that. I never knew this was gonna be this hard. You were always, you stayed in shape, you ate healthy, you were always so much better about all that than I was. You always had everything under control. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I still only sleep on my side of the bed, you know. It's been a long time. I'm laying there in the dark, always surprised every time I wake up that you're not there. I fall asleep with the TV on because I can't take how quiet it is. I used to always yell at you for snoring, even though you couldn't hear it half the time. And I would give anything to have you back again. I can't sleep without it there. I miss you. I miss you so much. I know you wanted me to be strong, and I'm so sorry I'm failing you. I'm trying really, really hard. Everything I thought I knew how to do, I feel like I gotta teach myself how to do it again because you're not there. Even the things I knew how to do that you used to yell at me for not doing the way that you did them. Oh. It's really shitty cooking for just one, you know. It's almost like I don't want to cook your favorite meals anymore. And it's shitty of me, I know. I shouldn't be here laying all this on you. Supposed to get the rest when it's all over. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I keep feeling like I'm gonna wake up one day and it'll just click and it'll make sense. But it's that same feeling of expecting you to just come back from the bathroom because you woke up before I did or something like that. The weather's turning. It's gonna be really snowy soon. I still brought you some new flowers though. And they'll keep for a little while. I'm gonna get better. I promise I'm gonna get better, but please don't hate me for having to hurt for a little while. I'm so sorry, baby. I love you. I'll come back soon. I can't promise I'll be happier, but I'll come back soon.
I want to take karate. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever taken karate. Every 5 minutes of this show, I was like, I want to take karate.
I'm the type of guy, I get my hopes up too high for everything. You know, I get too excited for these things. And, you know, Cobra Kai came out, and I'm like, God damn it, they're doing it to me again. I'm too excited for this. It's probably not going to be anywhere near as good as I want it to be. And it was so much better. I had expectations that were way too high, and it passed every one that I had.
Man can't stand. He can't fight.
It's making me watch the first movie, the second movie. It's making me watch the movies again.
Yeah, I love the Karate Kid movies so much. The good guys and the bad guys, and Cobra Kai, of course. It's blew my mind. Way better than it has any right to be.
A man can't breathe. He can't fight.
Well, that first Karate Kid movie, yeah, it shaped the whole way that you even thought about, like, the sort of bully-victim dynamic, the mentor-mentee dynamic.
A man can't see. He can't fight.
Karate was this mystical thing back then, and the way this movie handles introducing it, and then that becomes a theme that never leaves. It's throughout the whole franchise. I think that's something that makes this have a lot more emotional punch watching it older.
Yeah, these movies, they're every bit as good to me now as they were as a kid, and even though I know every fucking line to all three of the original movies and half the series by now, it's still, you know, this shit can make me Cobra cry, man.
This franchise, the way it connected its movies, was one of the things that always struck me as a genius move.
I think it was probably worth it that we did not get more Karate Kid movies for all this time, because when it came back the right way. This was worth the wait.
We'll call this the beginning, man. This is how it starts. The beginning of Hollow Nine Dojo, or Dojo 9.
Fear does not exist in this dojo. Pain does not exist in this dojo. We do not train to be merciful here. This is a place of learning. This is a place of knowledge. For years we've gotten from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. And now it's time for us to pay back.
It'll open up a way for us to talk about all kinds of martial arts movies. There's also, like, no way to not compare those instantly to Karate Kid.
Man face you, he is your enemy, and the enemy deserves no mercy. We teach the way of the mic. Welcome to Dojo 9.
Alrighty then, folks. How are you out there, Dave the Clone? Coming to you as a debrief, we'll call this, at the end of these Sketches of Madness episodes. It's, you know, we're experimenting. It's a little, we're not sure what we're going to do with it yet. The writing team's got some ideas. We've got some pieces from some other people coming up, so it's not just going to be me on here. But for now, as we're developing and kind of feeling its way out, got a few more things in the works. But hopefully everyone's doing well out there. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, had lots to be thankful for. Oh, man. We've got Dojo 9 is now open and operational, accepting students. So please, by all means, hopefully you understand that that is a facetious sort of way of promoting a show. Apparently the Facebook algorithm doesn't, but, you know, this is where we are. This is what we all wanted. We wanted the future. The future is now! It's just not the cable guy. It's the Facebook guy. It's the robot masquerading as a human running a multi-billion dollar industry off of our data. But hey, we are not going to dive headfirst into conspiracy theory territory just yet today. No. We'll be doing that soon, though. once we get everything under control. But yeah, Dojo 9, hopefully everybody out there who's watching Cobra Kai, maybe going on a little nostalgia trip back through the Karate Kid movies, come do that with us, man. And me and my buddy Chris Stiles from Live Action Media, also obviously a Hollow Niner. And we have some other folks coming up soon, too, if anybody was able to check out the hilarious film Best Thanksgiving Ever, created by one amazingly talented funny guy named David Paulus. He's going to be stopping by the dojo to chat about movie making and the nostalgia of the Karate Kid franchise. Lots of stuff going on. And of course, you know, the holidays are approaching, so now it's time to start shopping. Everybody, please go to the Redbubble store, buy a Hollow Nine t-shirt, something, buy a Hollow Nine something, give it to somebody, get more people listening to us so that we keep getting bigger and bigger and this huge family of Niners can come together at some event someday once this pandemic bullshit is over and have the most raging party of all time. You know it's going to be a blast. We'll get as many celebrities as we can and we'll be like really just lighting things up. It'll be great. It'll make Burning Man wish it was a podcasting event. Anyway, with that in mind, some cool topics. We've got a video game podcast in development with my buddy Jack from the Just Conversations podcast, Jack Thomas. And keeping in the sort of theme that maybe even inspired a little bit of the Sketches of Madness, the sort of playing with older eyes, gaming after 40 kind of situation. One of the things I'm super excited about, I actually just completed the Rise of the Tomb Raider, which was free on PlayStation Plus. Anyone out there who's a PS fan, all right, let's all commiserate about not being able to get PS5s this year, because Jesus Christ, you guys really cleaned that shit out. Like concert tickets, 5 seconds after the fucking pre-sale goes up, they're gone. I signed up to be on a couple of those email me when it's going to be back lists from like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and Amazon. And I got an email from Walmart one day. It was like, hey, we're going to have more tomorrow. And it's going to be at 6 o'clock. I'm there at 6 o'clock. They're like, oh yeah, restock's not happening till 9 o'clock now. I didn't remember till 9:15. And it was like for a quick second, I refreshed the page and it had the add to your cart button. Clicked it. Sorry, we're out of stock. I mean, dear Lord, I'm going to say it on air and I'm going to try to hold to it because, you know, those holiday miracles come through and all of a sudden somebody's so-and-so knows a so-and-so, has an uncle who, and the next thing you know, PS5 is showing up on my doorstep. I'm not going to turn that away. But in keeping to some level of reality, one, plenty of awesomeness left on the PS4 and all the other platforms that are out there that myself and my buddy Jack have. So it's not like we're going to be in any shortage of content or stuff to play, but yeah, all the shiny new stuff, it's gonna be a little hard to have to hold on to that. I'm like fully cannot wait for the next Horizon Zero Dawn game, strictly for how amazing that story was. We'll be talking about that on our upcoming podcast called What Are We Playing, or What We're Playing, something like that. We're not 100% sure yet, but that in mind, there's a couple of new titles I've been seeing promotions for, about to be released for the holidays, and one that I definitely ordered to make sure I'm going to cover is this thing called Empire of Sin. Holy shit, a real-time game with turn-based combat, kind of like the perfect marriage of a video game and anybody who's into like D&D-style role-playing. I played a game like this recently called Mutant Road to Eden, and this is basically, it looks like the same kind of a setup, only set in 1920s Chicago, roaring 20s Al Capone times, and it's going to be an ongoing saga of creating a criminal empire, and you're going to hear all about it here and on the other podcast, so just be ready. But I feel like it's a minefield rife with conversations about morality, moral compasses, why we make the choices we make, so on and so forth, etc., etc., this, that, and the other. Every once in a while, we become the thing we despise. Hit me up, hashtag filler comments. Let me know you're listening. Hollow9podcast@gmail.com is the active email address right now. You can also follow us at Hollow9cast on Twitter. You find us over on Podomatic. You find us over on Anchor FM. You find us on Facebook and YouTube, and that tells you how to find us everywhere else. Hollow9.com, the word hollow, the number 9, dot C. Hollow9.com, the word hollow, the number 9, I-N-E, dot C-O-M. Best and brightest way to find us. So with that, The Micro Machine Man is going to take a step back. I've had a couple cups of coffee today. I've recorded a couple scripts for a couple friends. I'm a little wired, I guess. But nothing like stopping by for a few minutes to chat with my buddies, all my peeps out there. I hope you're all being safe and staying safe in the ongoing global pandemic, which hopefully will be ending soon. There's a lot of talk about vaccines. We shall see. Until then, whenever that is, whatever it is we're going to do at that then, we'll be here. So hopefully you will be too. Thank you for stopping by. As always, I'm Dave the Clone. This is the Nine Line, and you've just been checking out some Sketches of Madness. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon. Happy holidays. It's the holiday season.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine!
The New Jersey HorrorCon reputation is exploding. The atmosphere you guys have created. New Jersey HorrorCon was my entree into an actual horror convention.
Wow. Love it.
And you guys are doing a great job.
That is amazing. I'm super proud and super inspired to hear that. I mean, that's a testament to the community of cons and, you know, of horror and stuff in general.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's Carmen Electra.
Hey.
Wow, we are all nice giving high fives to an absolute icon.
This is incredible.
Trailblazer, amazing. You are amazing. Carmen Electra,
absolutely. Be well. Safe. Thank you so much.
Love.
Have a good one. Be well.
So
you can't see it on radio, but she's still
God.
Got it.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
My wife right
still
there.
Got it.
My wife gets the picture of Carmen Electra.
The wife does it. There you go, wife. Good job, wife. That's a cool keeper. That wife's a keeper.
Are you having a blast?
I am having a blast. Are you having a blast?
I am.
This place is awesome, right?
What's your most favorite part of the whole day so far?
When the guy dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss stopped in front of our booth and we put Strutter on and he did a lip sync to the whole thing.
Guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that.
Yesterday I bumped into Michael Winslow. I got to have this whole experience where Leslie Easterbrook was lost and looking for her autograph table and I got to take her all around.
It's spooky, actually. I'm going to turn the chair around a little bit
sure.
So I can see you.
Oh, all right.
Keep an eye on you. I saw you and I thought, this guy knows everything. Terrific sound in here with
cool.
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's
really
amazing
clear.
How it... Damon Della Greca of Slasher, this awesome app.
I wanted to do something that would really make it for these people who just love to create, who love horror.
Thank you for what you're doing, dude. It's great that you put this together.
Absolutely, man. It's always good to see you.
We're trying to have as much fun, and we want people to have fun with us. And that's why we got guys like you stop by the table, hang out. We get to do the radio thing for a little bit.
He's from Jersey. I'm from the South, so.
And I'm from the Bronx, so.
So we're all still friends. That's good.
So we're all good. Daniel Frankenstein. I'm representing psychothematicmedia.com. Call ourselves a creative collective.
My name is Gail Bykowitz.
Yeah, I'm Hector De La Rosa. We're partners in crime here. We're doing special effects makeup, and we're also independent filmmakers.
When I ran into them earlier, they were definitely vampire cowboys.
I love Better Off Dead. I love Dylan Ted's. And I'm just so glad that you guys remember
the
film.
Oh my God. Those movies, I would go to school and just try and talk like Bill and Ted all day.
Those
like,
triumphant channels.
I want to go to that $2, camp. Man.
Right?
I have walked around wanting those $2 for how many years now?
This is fantastic.
We need some language lessons.
Like,
yeah.
Dave the Clone from the Hollow Knight Network, and by now you know what it's time for you to do. Let's go on over to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com, get yourself some tickets, and check out this awesome event where we are lifetime sponsors. We will be there from now until infinitum with all these incredible guests that are going to be at the next one, bringing you all the awesome from the show floor right to your digital door, right here at Hollow9.com at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival.
Did you get it? I hope you got it.
I got it.
That's good. See you soon.
I don't know if you think making me repeat myself is going to somehow make the story change, or if you just don't want to hear what it is I actually have to say, but again, we changed course based on orders received on the flash ban from company headquarters. Code Gold, command eyes only. Standard operating procedure, as I know you are aware. Search and rescue would rarely venture into an unregulated area without more concrete proof of life. We sure found something out there, all right.
When you watch it as a little kid, you know, it's a monster movie, it's creepy, but then there's all the weird artificial intelligence stuff, there's the, like, rapey nature of the facehuggers and all that.
Why don't you stick your face in the egg, dude? Is there an egg opening in front of you? Stick your face in there and see what happens.
When I fall asleep at night, I have this irrational fear that something is going to crawl inside and, like, lay eggs inside of me. I'm actually wondering, now that we're talking about this, if this might have been the impetus for that.
You know, Star Wars comes out, and they go, what other movies do we have set in space? Boom, Alien gets green light the next day.
Very similar to just even how our government is in preparation for something where they didn't know exactly what was in store, like specifically xenomorphs.
Bodily fluids, and it's not just blood, there's a lot of like grease, and there's a lot of sweat. And if it wasn't the blood that got me, it was the sheer amount of sweat.
We're on a mission to bring back knowledge of the xenomorph. The end of all mankind, all wrapped up in a bow, just waiting for us to come along. You're gonna find yourself staring down the barrel of a living, breathing devil in the flesh that bleeds acid and lives to kill us.